Hello, hello, hello. This is Izzy Frankel, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Freeform Radio. We've got a great show for you tonight. I liked last week's show so much that I decided to do the second half of it, the 10 to top 6 most sampled jazz artists of all time. So that was Donald Byrd with the song Think Twice, and up next we have a JD version of it. Very good stuff from his album Welcome to Detroit. Here is Think Twice. Okay, so a little description. I'm getting this list, by the way, from whosampled.com. So Donald Byrd, an early jazz pioneer, the blues trumpeter, cut his teeth as sideman to many of jazz's greats, having played with the likes of John Coltrane and Herbie Hancock. However, it's Byrd's Mazzelli Brothers era Blue Note releases that have been most heavily sampled, with the definitively funky jazz track Think Twice on 1975 Steppin' Into Tomorrow sampled mostly in the early 90s by artists such as A Tribe Called Quest and Main Source. So that was the song just played, Think Twice, And that was Donald Byrd. Up next, we have great musician Miles Davis. A lot of samples. He's in at number 9 with 146 samples of his work. I hope you like this song. It's a classic, I believe, redone by him. I don't think he originally did the song. Here is A Night in Tunisia.
Thank you. that I'm nano fifth. Word that I'm nano fifth. Word that I'm nano fifth. I profess and I don't jest, cause the words I manifest, they will take you, sedate you, and I will stress upon you the need for you all to feed your minds and souls, so you can lead yourself to peace. I got a real objective here, I am effective here, cause I select a clear method for all suckers. I'm all, they fall and crawl into the pit of purgatory. I go for glory, I'm taking inventory, counting all the tough luck ducks while I marry, relate and equate, dictate and debate, cause my fate is to be co-making history. I use sincerity, but I'll still bury the doubts and questions of all the skeptics. I'm kicking clout and I'll even bet this is true. There's nothing so-so, cause I know right about this minute, I'm in it, admit it, I did it for you, cause this is what I'm into. So chill while I instill that we almost fulfilled the proper mission for us. And yo, this is a must. To these lines up my rhymes, I attest. I attest. Huh. These are the words that I manifest. I manifest.
These are the words that I manifest.
Take a rest for the words I manifest. They will scold you and mold you while I impress upon you the fact that I use much tact at rhyming, co-climbing, and chill while I attract that girl you're with. I got a sense of quality. I'll give her all of me, cause you're too small to be trying to rip. So let me uplift and shift my gift. Let's go to the fullest capacity. I got tenacity, because I have to be the brother who must live and give with much insight and foresight to ignite, excite, and delight. And you might gain from it, or feel pain from it, because I'm ultimate, and I'm about to let off. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, truth with coup. So won't you throw a hand in the air, put up a peace sign and please find that though we're feeling good, we should, we could, we would stop. Think for a moment, okay, and then sway while I convey that we must do away with all the stress and the strife. God bless your life and use kindness. And never blindness. And you will find that this perspective is best. Check it out. These are the words that I manifest. I manifest. I convey that what I say will awaken you today. I'll be jocking while I'm talking, but any way that you put it, I'll give you lyrics to live to, righteousness rules. So I'll forgive you this time, for you are being very ignorant. That's insignificant, I guess you figured in. Hope to be, dope is me, I G you flee. Because the pressure's too much for you. I'm your professor, I've got the touch to do more than the rest. Too fast and can't compete, I'm Ely, I'll defeat Dealey and mystery, make mincemeat of other fools. Cause I'm the brother who'll snatch up the funds and make lonely ones. I meant it really, cause I'm clearly obsessed. And I, these are the words that I manifest. I manifest.
Okay, so that was A Night in Tunisia by Miles Davis, followed up by Manifest by Gangstar. So about Miles Davis. Taken from one of the most iconic and renowned jazz albums of all time, Blue and Green from Kind of Blue is Miles Davis's most popular tune on Who Sampled. Notably, though, it's Bill Evans' modal piano accompaniment that attracts the most attention for its romantic, melodic phrase in the intro of the piece. Popular French hip-hop group Hocus Pocus replayed the piano sample as a backing in 73 touches, with pieces of Davis's trumpet as Socratic accessory to the track. Another noticeable use of the sample is from the late rapper Proof Life, produced by J. Dilla in 1997. It is also noteworthy to mention that while this is his most popular track, his most sampled track is Bitches Brew, with sampled artists like Mobb Deep and Lord Finesse. So up next we have Nina Simone with 148 samples. Wow, just two more than Miles Davis. He's almost caught up to her. It's a great song, and the sample following it up is also great. I hope you guys like it. Here is Four Women is the song.
My skin is black, my arms are long, my hair is woolly, my back is strong, strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My name is Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah. Skin is yellow, my hair is long, between two worlds I do belong. My father was rich and white, he forced my mother late one night. What do they call me? My name is Sophronia. My name is Sophronia. Life
white nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name is
still nigga.
Come to
I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga. Still nigga. OJ like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House nigga, don't fuck with me, I'm a field nigga, with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters, where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners, where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood, that's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine, wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo, for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name is
still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to an 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. Nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga.
Okay, so that was Four Women by Nina Simone, followed by The Story of OJ, a great song by Jay-Z. So about Nina Simone. Nina Simone's distinguished low pitch and dramatic tone places her as the 8th most sampled jazz artist. Her highly popular and most sampled track, Feeling Good, is a Cy Grant cover itself, though Simone immortalized the track in her 1965 release of I Put a Spell on You. Its instantly discernible lyrics and brass riffs have been covered on or sampled many times since its release. Noteworthy samplers range from Jay-Z and Kanye West to Mary J. Blige and Wax Taylor. Up next, we have George Benson up at number 7 with 176 samples. Some good stuff, too. We got a Common song coming up. But here is George Benson with The Changing World. Thank you.
don't stop to the beat, y'all. It you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. It you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all. It you don't stop. A yes, yes, y'all. It you don't stop until the beat comes. Says the beat is your shot. Come on.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school, and I was just a shorty. Never knew throughout my life she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, those stuff was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park, but she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped, but a down sister. Boy, I tell ya, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop to the beat, y'all. If you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop. 1-2, y'all. If you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop. A confidence, y'all. If you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop. You act, yo. We gotta be the sure shot.
Now periodically, I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weave, in goes the braids, bees medallion. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people. She was teaching me by not preaching to me, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely. So easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the West Coast, and I was cool, cause around the same time I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded. So why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did stud. She got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past. So she got into R&B, hip hop, space, and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood, cause I was new for her. She was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun. Not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop to the beat, y'all. If you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop. 1-2, y'all. If you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop until the beat calm, gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop. Check it on, check it.
I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he altered her native. Told her if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressing hippie. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city. Talking about popping glocks, serving rocks, and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk. Telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk. Stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest. Before she got into showbiz, I did her. Not just to say I did it, but I'm committed.
Girl,
but so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same, letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. 1-2 consensus is going to drop. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. I used to love her, 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 quit fucking up this shit, y'all, but
you ain't got your woman in check, man?
Okay, okay, so that was Common with I Used to Love Her. Before that, The Changing World by George Benson, about George Benson. George Benson's multi-genre 60-year career as a pop vocalist and jazz guitarist gives artists a broad range of sampling opportunities. His most sampled track, Give Me the Night and his most popular track, The Changing World, on Who Sampled, emphasizes the diversity of his playing style. Whilst it is the 80s pop soul of Give Me the Night that has been most sampled, most with usage by artists ranging from Breakbot to DJ Jazzy Jeff, Benson's earlier jazz material also provides rich pickings for sample miners. The drifting fusion sounds of 1974's The Changing World, for example, provide the backbone to Common's 1994 anthem, I Used to Love Her. Up next, we have the last songs of the night, so I'll quickly read a PSA. I'll see the subject. Okay, this is a stop the text. Don't text behind the wheel. Visit stoptextstoprex.org and learn more. It's a very quick one. Because this next song is kind of long. It's by Lou Donaldson, who is our number 6, coming in at 201 samples. We have It's Your Thing. And we're following that up with a brand new Nubian song to close out the night. I'll take a little break in between the songs just to say my goodbyes, but after that, it's all brand Nubian, hopefully. I hope you have a great night. I hope you continue to have a great night. Here is Lou Donaldson.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope you like that. That was Lou Donaldson with It's Your Thing. I'll read the short blurb on him. Soulful saxophonist Lou Donaldson composed the first and second most sampled tracks on Blue Note Records. His keen ability in linking gospel-type organ melodies with blues guitars and smooth saxophone solos are well displayed in his most sampled track, Ode to Billy Joe, from Mr. Shingling, another track from which many samplers borrowed the clean opening drum break. This song was It's Your Thing, which is one of his other most sampled songs. And up next we have Brain Nubian song, a little old school, 1993. This is still Izzy Frankel, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you have a great night. I hope you enjoy this Brain Nubian. It's pretty fresh. Have a good night, guys.
You've never been abused.
Pumps are up to get beat down.
You've never been abused.
Pumps are up to get beat down.
You've never been abused.
Pumps are up to get beat down.
You've never been abused.
Pumps are up to get beat down.
You've never been abused.
One day when I was riding on the train, I seen these two kids talking about the Nubian rain had fallen. I didn't say nothing because these kids caught my goat. Even wore my coat like a murder that they wrote. So this kid with Mount Swagger now plays the cloak and dagger. So I got to show folks to my Sherlock that I am. I could rock a jam, make the world drop hammer. Oh, yes, I'm the bad man, and bad men we're back. And if it comes to dropping bombs, yo, I'm with that. No, I can freak the block, flow, fuck up a faggot. Don't understand the ways, and I ain't down with gays. You want to adopt the style that was made from my mom and my dad when I was young? I used to run with a notepad. Then time flew, and somehow I knew that I was bad to the bone. Black prodigy since the age of 20. I could write a rhyme, rip it up, and write the next one right on the spot. Sign my name with a dot. Diamond D threw me some smooth shit. Bronx crowd roar. Took up your whack jam, everybody hit the floor. Okay, it's you, Slim, the hard rock on the back. Don't wanna kneel to the brothers. You must be holding, but some shit in his chest. Now his whole body's swollen. Why did I have to do it? He asked for it. His man saw it, so it don't